It is interesting to ponder that when our Lord saved the world, when God sent his only Son, his Son died for our sins and rose again, we would think, well, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. Salvation is accomplished. We will all live in peace and harmony and no more struggle. And that's, from the very beginning, that's not at all what happened. And the Acts of the Apostles shows us the first actions of the apostles, what they experienced, what they did, what the Holy Spirit did through them, but also what the world did through them. We might come back to this, but the idea that John's writing his gospel, and John, at some point, probably having been in prison two or three times, writes, and this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but the world preferred the darkness to the light. The church continues to grow out as a little candle flame of light in a world that still often prefers darkness. Not to get stuck on that, but it's just important for us to realize we will not have it easy if we try to carry the light of Christ in this broken world. It will be a little bit of a challenge. In fact, if we're not being challenged in our faith at times, we might be doing something wrong. But I was struck that what the angel tells the apostles when the angel frees the apostles from prison this time. There were a few other times, and poor St. Paul was imprisoned several times. But you might think that if I'm in prison and I'm, you know, suffered, maybe I was beaten or something in prison because they went through several prisons. They were all different experiences. They come out and they're freed. Yay, I can go home and chill and be with my family and just, you know, I did my time, literally, I did my time. I can go home now. What does the angel tell them? Go to the temple. Go take your place in the temple. No, I like my couch in front of my TV. No, take your place in the temple and teach this way of life. You're not freed only for yourself. And the prisons are not just the prisons. You're freed, well, we experience, hopefully, the freeing power of the gospel, the freeing power of grace in our lives, in our personal lives, freedom from sin, freedom from so many fears, freedom from Walker, wait, no, not that, but there's other freedoms that we experience, not for our own sake. Not so we can go and say, thank you, Jesus, for freeing me from that struggle, or freeing me from the F on the exam. I actually got an A+. Thanks for hearing my prayer. Yippee. We're freed to then go and bear witness, to go and teach, to go and take our place with God's grace as a witness for others. But I don't want to stand out. I just want to chill in the background. That's not God's way. God set a little flame in your heart, in my heart, so that flame could shine brightly for others. We're saved for ourselves, but we're also saved bringing salvation through ourselves to others. So it's important that we realize this. We're not, the Christian life can't be passive, much less private. It always has to go out and take its place as light in the world of darkness. And it is, it's in a world that does, like we said, prefer the darkness to the light. We will experience that challenge, that struggle. Even in our own hearts, there's a preference sometimes for darkness in our own hearts. Again, fear or doubt or other temptations. But we're challenged to push against that. To carry that little Easter candle. Y'all held the Easter candle maybe at the Easter Vigil. That little tiny little candle. It's a small little tiny wimpy candle. But you held it out in total trust in our Lord. Let my faith shine. As weak as it might seem, as feeble as it might seem, Lord, give me grace. Give me strength, that my light might not go out. Let me put out into the darkness, into the world of darkness. Let me not hide it under a bushel basket, but let it shine. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.